Speaking with Alan Metcalf, he is a architect and a designer that has now connections to Midland, Michigan, as we're going to be talking about a Matrix Midland event that is coming up on Saturday, June the 15th, talking about the canopy walk in the Dow Whiting Forest. And Alan, it's a kind of a curious thing. You are in Philadelphia, and yet this connection now to Midland. I'm wondering when the project was starting to come together. Were the folks at Dow seeking you out for a particular reason? Did you have an affinity for the type of design? Did they come to you knowing at least something about your work and then coming together on the design? Let's talk a little bit about how the vision started to come together for now this finished project, which is the Canopy Walk.
Yes, David, it was really because of our expertise in experience design, and in particularly in that we'd done a very successful canopy walk, a tree canopy walk, at the University of Pennsylvania's Morris Arboretum. And the leadership at Whiting Forest was really interested in the canopy walk in particular because they thought it would give the experience for the Whiting Forest visitors that everybody wanted. And so I say tree canopy walk, and everybody probably goes, well, what's that? It's a walkway in the sky up to 40 feet in the sky, wending its way through the trees, and they were looking for the sort of experience that visitors could have being in the treetops, and it provided the visitors with lots of excitement and different ways of looking at nature and each other.
You made the reference to experience design, and obviously it comes out in your description of what this project came to be. What are some other examples of that, or the other projects that you've done? For those that maybe don't quite have a familiarity with the term, how would you describe experience design in general?
Well, in general, it's our way of ganging up the different professions and outlooks that we have in our office. We are architects, exhibition designers, the things that you experience and touch in a museum, and environmental graphics designers. So we are really focused on the way people come into a building or a outdoor space or a park or anything like that, and the way they are excited. We're trying to make people excited and make them feel warm and welcomed as a group, as a bunch of social animals, which is what people really are. We want them to feel really good about being in a place. And we set the table for them. We create, as an example, in Philadelphia, at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, which is a really well-regarded institution, we've created public spaces that make children and their families not feel quite as maybe scared or worried about being in a hospital, because we have these environments that really distract them and make them talk to each other and play a little bit. And the word play is really our secret weapon, sometimes misunderstood, but all people and all animals play in the way that they learn and interact with each other. So we try and use the things we've learned from our work at children's museums as a way for people to get excited about being outdoors. So we get people to, let me use an example of the tree canopy walk. We get people to wend their way through the trees on this walkway, and it moves a little bit. It moves when there's groups of people walking. It shakes and shivers a little bit like a bridge. It's not scary, but it's a little scary, and we want people to be a little scared because that's playful. When you kick a soccer ball, and you're on a soccer field, you're playing, and you're trying to get better at it. If you were really good at it, you wouldn't be interested in it if it was just the thing you grew up. You know, first time I hit a soccer ball, I knew how to do everything. No, everybody wants to learn and get better. And when you fall and wrestle with your kid, your brother and your sister, you're learning about how to use your body. Or when you climb a little hill and roll down, you learn about gravity. These are all things that we learn about as people without even thinking about it. So we want the people at Whiting Forest, the leadership there, wanted to create an exhibition or an experience that got people out into the woods and got them into the treetops without lecturing them, because the Whitings, Sarah and Mike in particular, are the leaders of this project and the heads of the Dow Family Trust. They had this vision that, like, when you go to a nature center, the default reaction is for people to lecture you about the birds, and everybody takes notes, and, you know, kids are bored by being lectured to, and adults get bored. You know, facts and figures go so far, and then all you think about is facts and figures. And so this place is about groups of people jumping into pods. These are hanging balls that are hanging in the sky off of trees, and they push each other, they giggle, they laugh, they look through the pods, and it's like a treehouse. Everybody in our world knows what the excitement of a treehouse, but they never really thought about why treehouses are exciting.
Alan Metcalf is the founder and principal of Metcalf Architecture and Design. He is in Philadelphia, but he will be coming to Midland, specifically to the Whiting Forest, for two presentations, part of the Matrix Midland Festival on Saturday, June the 15th, 2 o'clock and 6 p.m. And this will be at the Forest Classroom at Whiting Forest of Dow Gardens. All the information is available at MidlandCenter.org. Limited space for these events because it is going to be an outdoor experience. Dress for whatever the weather may be on that Saturday, the 15th. Alan, you're speaking on several different levels, I think, in terms of, as we started, experience design, but the element of play, the element of how your designs are meant to integrate and become a part of the space in which you are working. And it speaks to me on a level of how architecture is art, and it fits the space, and it reflects the space, and it reflects all of the influences there. I wonder how much time you had to spend or was available to spend in Whiting Forest to begin to get the vision. I mean, one can say canopy walk, and you could think of something that would just be, you know, you go up, you walk through, you come down. But this, and I have already experienced it several times myself, and the paths are different, and the steps are different, and the directions are different, and the pods that you mentioned, all of these things that take you not only through the space of the forest, but also take you in different ways in which it's designed. How do you approach this as the art and the experience fitting the space?
Well, I'm really glad that you've been to it. It's so fun to talk to someone that's experienced something directly. So you'll be able to ask smart questions about it. Yes, we spent a lot of time on the site, and it's a fabulous site. It's really incredible for your listeners who haven't visited it, because Michigan has a lot of flat, rolling terrain. This is an area that actually has it's forested, which is lovely, and it has a change in elevation, and it has rocks, and it has it has ponds, and it's quite unique that way. So we were there and had a vision about really creating a walkway that touched different parts of the campus. So that's the way we came up with this tentacles, and it has three arms that extend over three distinctly different areas and create different experiences. It has a netted arm that's about 35, 40 feet above the ground that is in the pine trees, these very tall pine trees. It's very cool. And what some people don't know is that it has these spray misters that get turned on when it's very hot. So you can sit there and look at the sky in a cloud of mist in the pine trees. And it just makes me happy thinking about that. Because I always think about life as a kid. It's very easy to design these when you can just turn your brain off and think about a kid experience and what excited you. And the other arm goes out over an orchard, and that's where I would also imagine people having cocktails, but it's and in the sunset. It's over orchards, and it's quite a different terrain than the pine trees. And the third area is over a pond, and it's shaded and quite I always get a breeze off the pond, and so it feels different in three different areas, and that was what inspired us, at least in the layout of it. When I thought about other issues, I thought about how everybody has an affinity for biology, or meaning green plants, so I tried to put, because as humans, we really, I mean, this is a young science called biophilia, but there's a lot of speculation in science. It's backed up by some research about being out in the forest. Even seeing photos of trees makes people's heart rates go down. It makes them calm down. So we have this sense that we wanted people to be experience the trees in a way that they perhaps had not. So that was inspirational to us. And then I got this idea about from our last canopy walk and also from being up in Connecticut, I got this idea, and I'll explain that, that when you would come to moments of change or like an entrance or the end of one of the arms or areas where people gather, we put these markers up and there the visitors will see these pieces of reinforcement bar, which is the things you put in concrete. We painted them bright orange. So when you walk as a group and you maybe you jump up and down or something, they all clang and they make noise. So there's a lot of noise here because people love to be surprised and a little scared. We call this perceived risk. Because people, what we're really battling here is people retreating into the digital world where they just look at their cell phones and all they do is spend time. I mean, our children are, and I and you are wedded to these little phones, and it means that we don't experience the world directly. So we have to create something that is as exciting. And the two things that are exciting are people love people. They love to talk to each other, and we forget that when we have our nose in our phone. So we tried to create a place where people gather. And then we know that people love physical excitement and this perceived risk idea where they're a little scared, but believe me, this is extremely safe. But when you go out to, the orchard arm, there's a walkway that's glass. It has a glass floor, and when you jump on it, everything vibrates, and it's scary. I've designed it. I've worked with the engineers, and the first time I went out there and walked out it, my heart went bump, and that's exactly the feeling I want. I want people to be a little scared and to goad their friends into being coming out to the end of the walkway and jumping on a glass floor that's 40 feet above the ground. I mean, you visited it. It's kind of wild. And then when you, if you jump up and down and there's four of you, all of the orange rods start clanging and making noise, and people come back over and over and over again. One of the indices of success here is that the annual attendance at the Whiting Forest was 30,000 visitors. And in the first month, they had 20,000 visitors, and that has continued. So we're looking to see, you know, I'm expecting a 500% increase in visitation, and that is a fabulous return on their investment. And the Whiting Forest guides, or I mean the leadership, is really excited by their success.
Alan Metcalf is the designer of the Whiting Forest Canopy Walk, and he will be giving a presentation along with Mike Whiting, who is president of the Herbert H. and Grace A. Dow Foundation. They will be doing this as part of Matrix Midland, Saturday, June 15th at 2 and at 6 p.m. at the Forest Classroom at Whiting Forest at Dow Gardens. A limited space is available. You can go to midlandcenter.org for the information about how you can attend and dress for the weather. We're hoping that it will be more to the liking, but you'll be out of doors, and as we have been talking with Alan Metcalf, a part of that outdoor experience. A final thought, Alan, and I'm wondering, now that you have created a number of these experiential designs, and now that you have been able to spend the time and see the reaction to the folks that have already, in the many numbers, as we've noted, that have already come out to experience this, does this as you approach now, as you're moving on to other projects, are you able to draw from project to project and experience to experience to blend those ideas or broaden an idea or take something from either part of or all of the design that you've now given to this canopy walk to translate that, transport that into yet another space and take it to different levels as you move on to the different spaces and the designs that you make?
Yeah, I mean, I think that design is, as you said, it's art, and we certainly have came to this with certain ideas, but we've tested them, and for example, we saw how successful this glass floor is, and in terms of creating that sense of excitement, the technical aspects of it, we're getting better and better at them, and we're doing a dinosaur dig up at Liberty Science Center in Newark, New Jersey right now, and the experiences that we had and the knowledge that we gathered from this project really develop us as designers. It can't help but impact us. And I wanted to say something about Mike Whiting, who is going to be presenting with us. We had, our projects are always most successful when we have really involved clients, and you'll get to hear from this very involved client about how the leadership of Whiting and Metcalf and our team interacted. And, I love talking with this guy. He's so smart, and he's so supportive of our artwork and our technical expertise. And so with a client like that, you get a really sharp, wonderful project. And I've had some clients that just say, make it so, and we don't want to be involved, and it doesn't reflect them. And this project really reflects the Whitings, and it actually reflects Mike Whiting's childhood. One of the genesis of this project was it was set up on the Whiting property, which is where Mike grew up. And he had this experience in the woods that was, he and his brother roamed the woods as children, and it really informed his life, and it made him who he is today. And he wanted to give this to the people of Midland. And so we would talk and walk and look at the pond, which is where one of the arms was, and talk about his experiences. He had this experience in a tree. We call it Mike's tree, where he was up climbing 30 feet up in the air when he was all of 12 years old, and he fell out of the tree. And it was terrifying, and it was exciting, and he lived to tell the story. We're not suggesting people climb trees here and fall out of them, but we do want them to feel the excitement of being in the woods. And he and I just really like each other and like talking to each other. So I think that one of the benefits of the two of us doing it is you'll get an understanding of the client's involvement and the history behind this project. So it's not just some architect from Philadelphia landing and creating some sort of walkway and then going home. This is an exhibit. I mean, I call it an exhibit, but it's a structure in the context of a larger campus, which we haven't really talked about, but the whole Whiting Forest has a bunch of ideas. And actually an Alden Dow house that Mike grew up in is now the visitor center. But it's talking with him, the people in the audience will understand a little bit more about the history and context of this project. And then Alden Dow and his involvement in apple orchards is quite a rich and interesting history.
Well, for all the intricacies and complexities of engineering and design and visualization and construction, at the end of the day, two kids at play. And I think that is well spoken by you, Alan, and the heartfelt sincerity that will come out in not only the presentation, but in the space that has now been created and the space within the space, the canopy walk within the Whiting Forest at Dow Gardens. Matrix Midland welcomes in architect Alan Metcalf, the designer of that canopy walk, who will be in presentation with Mike Whiting Saturday, June 15th, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. at the Forest Classroom at Whiting Forest at Dow Gardens. All of the information at MidlandCenter.com. www.thebridgeforward.org. Alan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, not only for the time and conversation today, but also for the gift that you have helped create for all of us in mid-Michigan to enjoy here in the present and for many years to come as part of Whiting Forest. We do appreciate it, and thanks again so much.
Thanks, Dave. It's been a pleasure.